2 Timothy 2:15 and 16 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." I found that some folks take a very strong personal stand both for or against Valentine's Day. And my wife and I get caught in the middle of such strong stands. Thankfully, at BBF locally, we don't have many radicals. Our folks take a stand, but they choose to stand on matters of importance and when the facts support such a stand. Our focus at Bible Believers Fellowship is to study God's Word with the desire to be approved unto God, so that we will have no cause to be ashamed, either in this life or when we stand before Him at the judgment seat of Christ. We emphasize rightly dividing the word of truth and also urge our folks to shun profane and vain babblings. Why? Because our text says they will increase unto more ungodliness. You'll find that when people make a stink about peripheral matters and divide from people over such issues, instead of focusing on rightly dividing the word of truth, they're unable to maintain fellowship for any length of time with any number of fellow Bible-believing Christians. And Valentine's Day is just one of those issues. For the most part, you'll find the same type of person making an issue, dividing over birthdays, Christmas, Easter, when they make a big deal about Valentine's Day. And in each case, with few exceptions, these people deceptively tie what you are doing on those days to what pagans once did sometime during the past on the same month or at least the same time of year. Since pagans held festivals, sacrifices, and pagan rituals the first day of winter, the winter solstice, around December 21st, and it was close to December 25th, then these folks lie and claim that it's the same thing, and therefore Christmas is pagan. They also lie about Jeremiah 10 being a decorated tree instead of an axed-out idol decked or painted with gold and silver, and so forth. That same deceptive tactic is used to condemn any observance of Easter. It's the tactic of the cults, and has been a staple of cultic movements, even within Christianity, including, for example, the Puritans, who banned and banished Bible-believing Baptists from their towns in early America, causing many to suffer and die from starvation and deprivation, all in the name of Christ. It's the deceptive tactic of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and many, to their credit, at least being consistent, who ban birthday observances as well. On the other hand, the other extreme has people making Valentine's Day into an almost religious occasion, with a materialist emphasis on gifts, just as some have done to Christmas, ruining the focus of Christ and Christian fellowship by making it a competition, or at least requirement, to overspend and focus on material things. And if you don't overspend, or at least show a good faith effort to impress your significant other with material gifts on Valentine's Day, it includes chocolates and flowers and cards and jewelry, well, then you must not even love that other person. As I said at the beginning of this devotional, my wife and I get caught in the middle. We don't see Valentine's Day as a satanic holiday, but we've never observed it. And we've avoided the difficulty of finding a seat in a decent restaurant for the occasion nearly every year for 2 decades as a result. We've got birthdays, we got Christmas, where we indulge in some gift giving, and then our anniversary is a day we spend at least part of the day with thanks to the Lord and appreciation for one another as we mark the day of our wedding every November 19th. But even that isn't as important to us as our daily relationship with one another. Our emphasis is on loving one another daily, reading God's Word together daily, praying together daily. We hug and kiss and tell each other we love each other numerous times every day. I'm certainly glad that we're not one of those couples who only does such things on Valentine's Day and 3 or 4 days out of the year. So if you have a special dinner and give a card and flowers or whatever on February 14th, then enjoy yourself. But if that same spirit of love and appreciation isn't being expressed and experienced the other 364 days of the year, then you're doing it wrong. Happy February 14th, Jenny. Let's do it again February 15th.